Hey guys, Cassidy Shaw here, and today I'll be talking about, you guessed it, America's drug-taking culture. Specifically, the use of drugs prescribed to those diagnosed with ADD or ADHD, such as Adderall. Before we dive in, let's first take a look into why people would even take these drugs. I think there's a belief in our culture that there needs to be a quick fix to everything in life, and whether it's cramming for an exam or trying to lose weight, there's an expectation within our society that these things can be done overnight. This can contribute to people taking prescriptions that are not prescribed to them. For example, the use of ADHD medications in people who are not diagnosed and are trying to quote-unquote focus while studying. I believe that America's drug-taking culture is a lot bigger than most of us think it is. When it comes to the use of prescription drugs, or more like the misuse of prescription drugs, I think most people would think about taking a pill from their parents' medicine cabinet after they had a surgery or something else to the extreme, but people don't realize that when you take medications that someone else would take daily for ADD or ADHD, that this action also falls under the legal use of prescription drugs. I think our society has normalized this action, especially within college and sometimes even high school use, because these kids are just trying to get ahead and no one really searches for or advocates against the use of these drugs specifically. When you really think about it, our drug-taking culture is definitely more beneficial than harmful to society, especially with the development of new drugs that could help people with awful diseases. But there is also a harmful aspect where drug taking becomes normalized and people start experimenting with drugs, and that could lead to an addiction. But as of now, I would say the rewards outweigh the risks in situations where medication is the only option. I think with the growing diagnosis of ADD and ADHD, that it has brought more and more people to try these medications who don't have the disorder. And their friends most likely are the ones selling and dealing these drugs to them, since more people are becoming diagnosed with it. Switching to the cultural ramifications that could come from this drug-taking behavior, I think that most people would fall under the category of a scrungy drug addict if they develop an addiction, but I feel like that's more likely with highly addictive drugs such as cocaine or any pain relievers, and not so much as Adderall or those other cognitive enhancing drugs. And just a quick story about this. It was around the time that the famous actress and singer Demi Lovato overdosed on opioids that I talked to a friend who said they had no empathy for drug addicts. And I could understand where they were coming from, since people shouldn't take illegal drugs, but my blood boiled at the fact that he thought it was the addict's fault for being that way. And I had to explain to them that many people become addicted from prescriptions from their doctor, and this person ended up agreeing with me and saying that that case was different and that it wasn't the addict's fault in that case, but it's not different. Addiction is addiction, no matter how you get there. I guess what I'm saying is I'm glad that these cognitive enhancing drugs aren't highly addictive, because that would probably lead to a lot of cases of addiction in people my age. But again, it can be seen among college age kids that it is pretty normalized for people to take drugs such as Adderall to pull an all-nighter to study before an exam. In this article by Aria et al. 2018 named Perceived Academic Benefit is Associated with Non-Medical Prescription Stimulant Use Among College Students, it says that if academic motivations are primarily driving non-prescription stimulant use, connecting students who might be struggling academically to support services should be prioritized. I would completely agree with this, and if we were smart, we would turn to other resources that will help us become better students, and then therefore earn better GPA and so on. But looking at a timeline, I don't think there's much influence from the past when it comes to people taking these cognitive enhancing drugs, but right now, with so much pressure in college and life in general to succeed, people are very likely to experiment with these drugs. And in regards to the future and the development of who knows what drugs could hit the market, the possibilities of the extent of cognitive enhancing drugs is truly endless. And I know what most people are probably thinking, who cares? If someone wants to take these drugs, then they should be able to, but there is a more looming notion that follows the continued use of non-prescription drugs. According to rehabs.com, quote, 90% of those using Adderall non-medically were reported binge drinkers, and more than 50% were reported to be heavy drinkers. So while the use of these medications may not seem like a big deal, these actions can lead to bigger issues. And moving forward, overall, there needs to be a bigger fuss about taking drugs that aren't prescribed to you. You don't really learn about this in high school or college unless you take a specific course about it. And I think if we as a society denormalize the use of these drugs and encourage people to talk with their doctors, that they could stop these habits and break the social norm. It could also be helpful to offer alternative ways to enhance studying that don't involve the use of medications. Whether it's listening to white noise, going to the library, or taking a study break, there's always another way to approach these types of things without reaching for an easy, quick fix. Thanks for listening to my podcast. This is Cassidy, signing off.